Hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. It's Mr. Constant with the Astro Blast podcast, along with
Mrs. Bernard,
my sidekick. Nice to see you, Mrs. Bernard. I missed you last week. No. We were not on. I'm sure everyone's been waiting patiently.
I know.
We missed a week.
Oh, man.
I know. Oh, man. I didn't see it on Channel 9 News, though. I'm surprised. I'm surprised I didn't see anything on there.
Seriously.
Or World News Tonight or anything.
Right?
But anyway, we're back. We are back and better than ever. And better than ever,
because
for sure.
We have two special guests.
Absolutely. We are so lucky to be blessed with these guests.
And can our friends introduce themselves, please?
All right. I am James Bridges. I'm a senior.
And I am Rosalie Cassavant, and I'm also a senior.
And I have to say, I attacked them in their lunch period. and
you, come with me.
They are good, good sports. And why did we ask you guys to join?
The Glass Menagerie.
So that is this weekend. And some of our juniors got to see it on Friday in their English class, or as part of their English class, their groups went. And so that was good. It was a nice run for you.
How did things go?
Pretty well. There were a couple like little mishaps, but nothing too noticeable.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes it's good to have mishaps now so you get those out. So that's good.
Yeah.
So Pinkerton Players puts on the Glass Menagerie Friday night.
So do you guys want to give us a little, like, I don't know, a little
synopsis?
Yeah, or something that will draw in some people to come see it?
Sure. It's a very autobiographical piece by Tennessee Williams. It's about really his own life and his experiences with his mother and his sister. And it follows the Wingfield family. I play Tom.
I play Amanda.
And
so are you brothers and sisters?
Mother and son.
A mother and son. Yeah, excellent.
And then there's the sister Laura, and they're all just, they love each other, but they have a very, you know, toxic environment in that house.
So they're family.
Yes.
They're family.
That happens, right?
So yeah, they all have their own like goals and dreams for themselves and for each other, and it's kind of about like the conflicts of what happens when those dreams don't line up.
Very nice. And how long does the play last?
The play runs 2 hours.
Okay.
Act one is 1 hour. Act two is also 1 hour.
That would be 2 hours.
Yes. That would be two at one plus one.
Nice.
Awesome.
And very
good. You guys are both seniors, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you've been a part of Pinkerton Players since, well, you are a transfer student, Rosalie.
Yes, I jumped right into it at the beginning of my junior year. And now I am the vice president of the Pinkerton
Players. Oh, wow. Look at you.
Amazing.
Nice, nice.
Amazing.
And where did you transfer from?
Drakett, Massachusetts.
Oh,
Drakett
okay.
High School.
Yep. Very good.
What do you think of Pinkerton?
I love it.
Awesome.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
I love that. Good. Yeah. And you've been, James, part of it for 4 years?
Yes.
Awesome. And what can you tell? Can you guys tell our listeners who might be interested in joining, or kind of what it's all about, or how would they even go about that? I mean, obviously, you've got the play now, so you're focused on that. But I just mean in the future.
Yeah. So being a member of Pinkerton Players has really helped me, especially as a new student. It introduced me to tons of new people. Like, I wouldn't know James if it weren't for the players. I wouldn't know anyone else in the cast if it weren't for the players.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be in the cast if it weren't for the players, you know. I've met a lot of my really, really close friends through them. It's a great way to meet a lot of people. I think it's the second largest club on campus.
Yeah.
We have almost, it's like 100-something members.
That is a lot.
That's awesome.
And it is a connection. We talked about family. And do you feel like it's a family when you're there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I hear from like every kid that's involved with Pinkerton Players. I think you just spend so much time with each other after school, because you do need to spend that time to prepare and rehearse and all that that goes into being in a play.
Yes, we have spent at least 8 hours a week after school.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
2 hours every day since the second day of school, minus Mondays and Fridays.
Wow.
That is a lot.
That is a lot.
So, and then I'm sure this past week it's been even more so, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That's
four
great.
To eight every four day. To eight.
Wow.
Wow. And it just starts right up at the beginning of school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, so then you're in this play now, and then, you know, then what happens?
The next play is Clue. In December, first
That'll
week
be fun.
Of December. Yes.
So are you already working on that simultaneously, or do you switch?
So Clue is rehearsing right now. I am also in Clue, but I haven't been to any rehearsals for Clue because I was like, I need to take a break
yeah.
and not go from a rehearsal to rehearsal.
Yeah, wow.
So, yes.
But and do we know what the spring rehearsal. Musical is? Do we
it already? Is Anastasia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many good ones. I'm going to have to take my family.
Fun fact about Anastasia. No. We are the first performance group to put it on in the state of New Hampshire.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's wow. awesome. Oh,
that's amazing.
Oh, I'll be so certain cool. to go to that one.
So fun.
Yeah. That's really and cool. you both plan on being in... Well, are you in Clue as well?
I am not in Clue. Okay. But I do hope to be in Anastasia.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. That's awesome. Well, I have to tell you guys, I'm just going to give a shout out to your group because I was involved in the Student Senate doing the door decorating contest last year, the holiday door decorating contest.
Yeah, that was
and
fun.
And man, the players, that door was insane.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
It was
fabulous.
So we had, I'm going to just say to our listeners, and it's coming up again, we're going to do it again. So get your thinking caps on. Like once this is all over and you can actually focus on anything else, we're going to do a holiday door decorating contest for the clubs decorate the doors of the advisors. And the Pinkerton players did like this shadow box in the door of Mr. Cahoon.
Yeah, but they don't have Mr. Cahoon to put in that box now. So well, what will they do?
They'll have to pick a different
they
advisor,
will.
Right?
They will.
And it
three.
Was.
We have three new ones.
Yeah. Oh, good. It good. Was, so plenty of things.
That to one's going to be hard to top. So I'm just going to throw that out there. See yeah. if you guys can top that because that was really incredible.
Hey, I'm going to shift gears a little bit and talk about the future for both of you. Rosalie, what are you thinking about for the future next year? You will not be a Pinkerton Astro anymore, but...
I will not.
Where will you be? Do you know yet?
I'm not sure where I'll be.
Okay.
But I do know that I'm applying to college next week.
Excellent. Yeah. yeah, right.
Very, very soon.
Are you? Do you have any interests in mind as far as, like, what you might study?
I would hope... I like the social sciences.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so,
so I'm hoping to study somewhere in that field, and I'd also like to study theater.
Nice.
That's really cool.
What are some of the schools that you're thinking about? Do you know yet?
Brown University is my top school. Oh. Love Brown.
Good for
we'll
you.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
University of Connecticut.
Excellent.
I toured that one. I loved it.
Nice.
And there were a bunch of others that I toured as well.
Sure.
But those two.
Good. You've
really
got lots of options.
Me.
I like mm-hmm. that. Awesome. And James, how about you? What are you thinking for next year?
I also am applying to college next week.
Next week.
I want to major in theater, like theater arts.
Yep.
Not really performance, but just like the study of theater.
Okay.
I'd probably minor in literature and education so I could become a teacher.
Oh, wonderful.
Amazing. Yes.
And then run a theater like we have here.
I'm gunning for Mrs. I's job.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yes.
Well, maybe he'll be back someday.
And have you looked, do you know what schools you're thinking about?
Yeah, I really want to go to Boston, so I'm looking at BU, BC, Northeastern.
Awesome. Yeah.
Boston's such a fun
Emerson
place.
Must
Emerson,
have a really
Emerson
good,
has a good program.
Yeah.
Too. I'm applying there.
Love
as well.
Their radio station. Fantastic radio station. Seriously, I used to listen to it a lot before XM came into my life.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, wicked cool. So, and like just even having some kind of idea of what you're interested in, that I'm sure makes it a little less stressful. But the whole process is a little stressful. But once you get those apps in, I'm sure it'll feel a little bit, a little weight lifted, right?
For sure.
Yeah. So I have a few other things that are kind of coming up this
week. Yeah, there's a lot of action going on here at the school.
Yeah, there was, we had some announcements today. There's some like big stuff happening. So I'm just going to throw out some things. Educators Rising is doing a Halloween costume drive.
Oh, nice.
So you may see some boxes. They're decorated in a Halloween costume, the boxes themselves.
Yeah, I think we have a pumpkin in the Freshman Academy office.
And from, which was the 24th of October, all the way through November 1st, you can just drop off old costumes. So I know my kids have a bunch and they just take up space in the closet. And what better way than to, you know, share them and let them be recycled. So that's a really great thing that's, you know, just ongoing right now.
Can I do an announcement?
Yes, you may.
This week, this past week was Red Ribbon Week.
Yes, it was.
I said that appropriately and well. Yeah.
Good job.
So there's been a lot of activity with that. A variety of things with, awareness, drug and alcohol awareness and mental health and everything that goes along with that, which I think is great. Shout out to Ms. Donovan for rounding up kids to get involved with that. So good job with that.
And there was some kids in CAFS yesterday, that if you took a pledge, I guess they're going to be, you're entered into in a chance to win some cool swag. So I don't know when they're going to be announcing those names, but just kind of listen up for that.
Because
who doesn't love winning?
For sure. And hey, I have an announcement, and this relates to me. We did a voter registration drive this past Tuesday in the senior cast.
I registered.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations. What town are you from?
I'm from Hooksett.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, and Hooksett, this was the last year was the first year we had Hooksett come. So I'm glad you did that. Very good. Nice job. And then November 8th, you need to go out and vote.
Yes.
Awesome. But I will say we did we had a little contest with the towns, and the town that had the highest percentage registered that day, and it was Chester Academy, Chester students.
Way to go,
Chester. Who went to Chester Academy. We had 31% of the students from Chester register that
That's
day.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Don't get too excited because there weren't that many to start with.
Okay, so, but pretty good.
So there were, I'm going to pull a name, and we'll be announcing that student, and I'll let them know who our winner is of a certificate to some place that I will purchase a certificate from.
All right. And can I ask you, is it 31% of the seniors who are from Chester?
31% or, of the eligible.
Okay. Because I was going to say that could make the percentage much higher.
True.
Okay.
But we did have a very good show. I mean, Derry had a very good showing. And it's just nice that we were able to. We registered about around 25 students.
That's
that
awesome.
Day.
So now, when you go to vote, you just kind of walk in show them your
official.
ID and you're ready to go. Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. That's so great.
We got going on?
Girls soccer is playing Portsmouth at 3:30 in the quarterfinals.
What day?
That is, I believe, tonight or this afternoon, which is Friday the 28th, in case this doesn't
So you better listen to this early.
I hope you did.
So you can get out there. Mm-hmm. Where are they playing?
And Portsmouth.
Oh, wow. That's a hike.
Yep. And then the football game is tonight at 7 against Concord. Mm-hmm. And the theme is Halloween costumes.
Oh, exciting.
So I know what my daughter's wearing. I'm not going to say.
Don't tell.
It's
a secret.
It's a secret. But so that's pretty cool. Also, I have to say, close to my own heart, the D1 championships for cross country is going to be tomorrow at Derryfield Park. I should say Derryfield Park. In the girls race at 3:00.
What is it going to be? It's going to be a
barn burner.
It's going to be a barn burner.
Yeah. The girls race at 11:30 and the boys are at 12:10. And both teams really have solid shots at the title. And when we can pull that off together,
that is amazing.
And
that is great.
Yeah. My little kiddos are fired up. My warriors.
They should
be. I'm so excited. And then it looks like on Sunday, the cheer, they compete for the MACWET competition at Concord at noon. So that's pretty cool.
Go Astros.
Yeah, I still got some other stuff here, too.
I don't know if we want to keep going with this.
Well, I don't know. There's a Halloween photo shoot on the senior steps. I think we should share that. That's pretty cool.
All right. Monday, that's a big deal.
On Monday, the Latin Club is hosting a Halloween photo shoot on the senior steps. And if there's rain, it'll be in the chapel. And $10 for digital copies and $15 for print copies of 5 different poses. So you could go with your friends.
I believe that's pronounced Latin.
Yes. What did I say?
Latin.
Okay. All right.
I'm using my School of Rock reference.
He's tough on me.
No. It's my School of Rock reference.
So anyway,
Latin.
I thought that all those are worth, and these two are kind of worth talking about too.
What do you got now?
Well, so we got informational sports meetings next week.
There is so much going on here at the Academy.
For winter sports. Oh my God, we're talking about winter.
Thursday. Yep,
and then also the Pinkerton's Got Talent, which is Mr. Constance. Favorite
it is
event.
My favorite. I do love the Pinkerton's Got Talent. The PGT.
It's auditions, right? Are coming up?
Auditions, yep. On both Thursday 11/3 and Friday 11/4.
So there's a lot
in
happening.
The low building.
Are either
Room
of you guys entering
two,
in that?
10.
No.
Well,
do I need to remind you that you have talent?
I think you guys are.
You
both
are full
talented,
of talent.
I'm guessing. No, you just have enough going on.
Yeah. Actually, you'd be like ringers. You're like practically professional.
I know.
Right?
It wouldn't be fair to everybody.
But you'll go to watch the PGT, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Support those other Astros.
Such a fun event.
Hey, so let's wrap things up with when is the Glass Menagerie playing this weekend?
The Glass Menagerie is playing Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
Nice.
Saturday night, October 29th. Also at 7 p.m.
And Sunday afternoon for a matinee.
Oh, a matinee?
At 2 p.m. in the Stockbridge Theater.
Excellent.
These guys are professionals,
they
I'll tell
sure
you.
Are.
I'll tell you.
But you should really go. If you have not been to a play, or at least recently, you definitely are missing things. So please come out. These two students, along with all our other students, are very talented, and they put on a heck of a show.
They sure do. So lastly, lastly, we always ask if anybody has, if our, you know, our guests have shout outs to anybody in the Pinkerton community. And I'm putting you on the spot, but you know, I mean, we love to give thanks for people that are making a difference in our lives. So do you guys have any shout outs for us?
I would like to shout out our wonderful director and Dean of Students, Mrs. Tartarella.
She brought us breakfast this morning.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yes, she brought us muffins and croissants and free
croissants.
Croissants.
But she's been very, like, just one of the best directors I've ever worked with.
Oh, that's really nice to hear. She's kind of into it, I think, right? Yeah she's
just
kind
a little bit.
She's a little bit theatrical.
Well, we're going to share this with her.
I'm sure she'll
really appreciate that.
AJ Townsend.
Oh, yes.
Our stage manager. Keeping things together. As well as our other castmates, Lorelei Stahl and Gavin McCreevin.
Lorelei Stahl, a former guest of the Astro Blast podcast. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Our crew. I'm going to do my best.
Wow, you're
to list
giving
them
a
off.
Lot of shout-outs
here. Yes.
Yeah,
well, this is like the Academy
Go
Awards
for it.
Right
rip them off
it's
right
It's a small
now.
Show, so.
Yeah.
Mary LaChance, Julia Roy, Gianna Anthony, Charlotte Chase, Griffin Dennis.
You know, if you don't get that last one there, you're going to hear from them.
No, that's it.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice
Mr.
job.
And
of course,
Mr. Lemire.
Mr. Lemire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to do one shout out.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a shout out to Sue Calderon. She left us a couple of weeks ago for bigger and better things, but she realized that this is the place to be, and she's back at Pinkerton Academy. If you don't know Miss Calderon, she is one of our security representatives, and she does a fantastic job. She's great
so
with
caring.
The students. She's caring and patient, and we're so glad to have you back, Sue.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah. All right, hey, guys, have a great weekend. Lots to do here at Pinkerton Academy. We want to see you this weekend.
Go Astros.